This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Senate Republicans have successfully staved off a call for witnesses at President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
The motion is not agreed to.
The Republican majority prevailed as the U.S. Senate voted late Friday afternoon against calling witnesses to testify in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. The tally was 51-49, with Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah siding with Democrats. Shortly after the vote, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was blunt in his assessment.
If the president is acquitted with no witnesses, no documents, the acquittal will have no value.
The timing of the Senate vote squarely linked with politics. The first in the nation Iowa caucuses are Monday, and the president gives his State of the Union address Tuesday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been talking up the strength of relations with Ukraine on a trip to Kiev. We get more from Adam Reed of Reuters.
Pompeo appeared at a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and did his best to remove any doubt about White House support for the country.
The United States sees that the Ukrainian struggle for freedom, democracy, and prosperity is a valiant one. Our commitment to support it will not waver.
Zelensky, whose one phone call with Trump became the center of the impeachment proceedings, also played down any suggestions of a rift.
It seems to me, honestly, that on the contrary, there are very good relations between our countries, not just in words.
Pompeo is the highest-ranking U.S. official to travel to Ukraine since Washington's political crisis began.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. Fears about the spread of the coronavirus drove stock prices lower on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 2%. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.